Hello, this is Pawari. It is the 24th of April. It's a Sunday, and this is my audio boo. Not a dinner boo. It's a camping boo. We're currently on a campsite in Oswestry. It's the caravan and camping club site. I can thoroughly recommend it. It's a lovely site. Very, very quiet. Small and beautiful. Well, was quiet until we rolled up. I think our sons helped it make a little less quiet. But no, it's been really, really good. The staff have been really friendly. Our caravan is fab. Really, really enjoying being out. The weather's been beautiful. Even though it threatened rain yesterday, it just showered a bit and didn't really get going, so that was brilliant. Have been out to some lovely places in the area. The big highlight was a castle not far from here in Whittington, and it's a community run castle, so it's absolutely free to get in. It's £1 parking fee, but no charge on the door, and I can honestly say that it was one of the nicest places we've been to. We've been to English Heritage with sort of fairly large ticket prices on the door, or we've got less enjoyment out of it. They had a fab reenactment guy. They had loads of different reenactment people at the front, and like little tents. But the one our sons made a beeline for was the guy with all the swords, and he was brilliant, really, really, very good. And got to sort of hold various sort of swords from throughout the Middle Ages, and told us about how they were made, and told us about arrows, and got to handle all these different things. And it was absolutely fascinating, really, really good. I mean, we sat there, and bear in mind, this is with an almost 10-year-old and an almost 7-year-old. We sat there for over an hour listening to this guy talk, and the kids were rapt, absolutely sat there, mouths open, and absolutely hanging on his every word. He was brilliant. I don't think, and that entertainment was got for free. You couldn't fault it. Also, the places we've been to. We've been to a caravan shop, which had a beautiful statue outside of a dragon, a little sort of cast iron, and got an awning for the caravan because we had a little porch awning. And we travel with way too much stuff and bikes and stuff, so. We've now got a slightly bigger awning, still a porch awning, but a bit bigger. A bit longer to put up, but not too bad. Just to store all our stuff and be able to eat outside but under cover if it rains. And I forgot, we went to another sort of a very cheap place yesterday. It was a little local steam railway. And I think it was about £7, wasn't it, for a family ticket on this little steam railway. I mean, it wasn't far up the line. I think it was about sort of a 5-10 minute journey up there and back in this little train. But again, the kids really enjoyed it. We were right up by the train driver's cabin. It was a little diesel train. They were really chatty and really friendly. All the staff were great. Again, lots of volunteers, a community project. And it's so much more fun than some of the more big commercial venues. And this is really why I love camping so much, that being able to find the little out-of-the-way places and do family stuff and have a nice break and a nice holiday without breaking the bank. And we've really done that. You know, we've had a lovely three nights holiday, obviously ignoring the cost of the caravan, because that's kind of factored in. Anyway, but it's cost us £75 for the four of us for three nights, and we've had a really good break. I feel just about now that I'm starting to relax, and of course we go back tomorrow, which is a bit sad, but not long to wait until the next time away. So we're looking forward to that. It was good fun. So I hope you all had a good weekend, and the weather was good for you too. And I will speak to you again soon. Bye all.